Thinking about like the intersection between gratitude and joy and enjoying God's presence. We'll see how we go. All right, so we're going to be reading from Psalm 100, if you want to follow along in your Bibles. So Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. So Psalm 100 is kind of like a pinnacle point in the Psalms. The Psalms are not all just individual hymns and poems strung together randomly. You see collections of them through the Psalms. And if you have a look, there is this series of Psalms from Psalm 93, skip 94, and then 95 to 100, which are these psalms of like praise and awe to the Lord. And Psalm 100 is like the pinnacle point where it hits the end of, so you could say this is like the, it's showing us the high point of relationship between God and people. And the whole thing is just punctuated by praise and thanksgiving. Gratitude sits right at the center of the high point of relationship between God and people. It's what gratitude is what we were made for. Now, I don't usually like to do this, but there's so much out there at the moment that I thought I would have a look at the scientific benefits of gratitude. And there's some quite extraordinary side effects, if you like, of a life of gratitude. Here are some of the things that I came across. There's some psychological benefits, things like positive thoughts and emotions. We could all use more of that. More aware and awake. I know I could certainly use that. Increased self-satisfaction. Enhanced mood. Sounds a bit like make a joyful noise. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. There's physical benefits, a stronger immune system. You can make your body stronger by being thankful. Less body pains and aches. I think I'm not being thankful enough. I can't vouch for this. This, what I read was actually all scientifically, you know, peer-reviewed. Optimum blood pressure and cardiac functioning and better sleep-wake cycles. And then in the social sphere, gratitude leads to better communication, more empathy. There's a good thing. We've just recently moved my mum into a nursing home, and I was very impressed with the manager there, who told us she was deliberately hiring staff for empathy. Gratitude leads to stronger interpersonal relationships, more likability among group members. Who doesn't want to be more likeable? I'm quite happy as I am. more involvement as a team member. So I think when God created us with gratitude as a part of who we were meant to be, he knew what he was talking about. If we leave the scientific behind for a minute and have a look from a biblical worldview, this is what I think gratitude does, and especially in relation to thanking God, you know, to recognizing God's blessings in our lives. I think what gratitude does is it aligns us with who we really are in relationship to God. Look at verse, we're going to skip the first couple of verses. We'll come back to them. We'll start in verse 3 of Psalm 100. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. So we are no longer the center of the universe. God is God, I am not, and I have a place in His world. Let that sink in for a minute. God is God, I am not, and I have a place in His world. There's a lot of freedom in that. Freedom from striving and trying to be something or someone. And it's not just that, but I am also in a place of dependence on Him. Now, God is the good shepherd. And I need God. I actually need Him to lead me through. You know, whether it's through good times or through the valley of the shadow of death, like Psalm 23. Gratitude recognizes that God is the one who provides. You know, when we're thankful, we're acknowledging that, you know, we're thankful to somebody. We're thankful that somebody else has done something that we need. Imagine for a minute the freedom of living in the knowledge that God is providing everything you need. And so Psalm 100 also situates us into entering into the presence of God with thanksgiving. So here's where the thanks really gets in. Verse 4. This is the famous verse. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. And we sometimes treat this verse a little bit like a secret formula. You know, if only I can get grateful enough, then I can enter in and have an experience of God. But it's not a secret formula. It's showing us what our right and proper position and posture was created to be. We're created to live in God's presence. We know that from the garden, right? God created Adam and Eve and walked amongst them. We're created to be with God in relationship. And incidentally, where God is where there is fullness of joy. And gratitude, thankfulness, is really the only proper response in His presence. We see this in big picture in... If you fast forward right to the end of the Bible, to the book of Revelation, in chapter 11, we see this scene in heaven, right? The age is winding up. Judgments have been made on all the wrongness in the world. An angel blows his trumpet and declares, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever." Big, you know, final kingdom of God stuff. And this is the response in heaven. And the 24 elders who sit on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshipped God, saying, "We give thanks to You, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was, for You have taken Your great power and begun to reign." That's the point, is that thankfulness is a key part of our relationship with God. If we want to experience life in His presence, if we want to, you know, experience the joy and the freedom that comes with that, then we need to allow gratitude to become a part of who we are. Now, why did I say it that way? Allowing gratitude to become a part of who we are. I didn't say that we just become, that we start thanking more? Well, it's because I think we can't work our way into gratitude. Incidentally, we can't work other people into gratitude either. I've tried that with my family and it doesn't work. But, you know, with ourselves, I think we kind of know intrinsically that we should be grateful. Sometimes we just don't feel it. You know, we feel anxious or upset or perhaps even angry. And, you know, it's very hard to be anxious and thankful at the same time. Or angry and grateful. You know, and we can, when we're in that space, we can pile guilt on ourselves because we know in our heads that we have so much to be grateful for that I'm feeling angry. But you know, what's happening is that those negative emotions are clouding our ability to see the blessings of God. You know, there are so many blessings. We know that's the case. But, you know, it's a bit like Peter, you know, when he's out walking on the water with Jesus and he looks at the waves instead of like Jesus. You know, when we do that, we kind of sink under the weight of our fears or our anger or whatever it is. And we miss, you know, we lose sight of the blessing. And it's so easy in that space to feel guilty or powerless. But the good news is that we don't need to feel guilty about that. We can't force ourselves to feel thankful. What we need and what's promised is we need the Spirit of God to come and help us see our situation differently. Perhaps to see ourselves differently, to see Jesus and his many blessings more than the circumstance around us. Come, Holy Spirit. What we can do, though, is that we can make a choice to partner with God in that or hinder the process. And the other thing we can do is we can intentionally cultivate space in our life to allow God to grow in our hearts. You know, when we make space for what God wants to do, we can be absolutely sure that he will meet us there. You know, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." So did you know that it's God's will that you give thanks in all circumstances? So if it's God's will that you give thanks in all circumstances, he's going to meet you when you make space to allow your heart to be thankful. And just as a side note, note that it's not for all circumstances, because there are bad circumstances, right? But in all circumstances. But, you know, we can't give thanks in all circumstances if we haven't already cultivated an attitude of thankfulness. When we're in a space of anxiety or anger or fear or worry, whatever it is, it's, you know, if we wait for that difficult moment, it's too late. It's not that we can't get out of that God can't meet us in that, but it's much more difficult. I was chatting with Micaiah about this morning when we were in the car, and she reminded me of this story and said it was okay to share. Earlier on this year, actually at the end of last year, Micaiah won a prize at her school, and part of the prize was to go on a tour of Parliament House with our local MP. And Micaiah, in the lead up to that, Micaiah had decided that going to Parliament House was going to be boring. And guess what she experienced? Boredom. And there are lots, I mean, regardless of what you might think, there are actually lots of interesting things at Parliament House. But because she had already decided that in her heart, she was not able to see and experience the interesting things that were there. And it's a little bit that like that with thankfulness. If we haven't already made space for thankfulness, we're not going to experience that in the time we need it. But when we make space for God to work on our hearts, then we put ourselves in a position where Holy Spirit can come and change this hard heart into a soft one, into one that can see the blessings of God and be thankful. And that means that when difficult times come, gratitude is already a part of who I am and how I can respond. So how do we do that? What does that look like? How do we get to recognizing God's blessings? And again, it's not about working ourselves into it. It's more about position and posture. And it's really all the basic spiritual discipline things that we can apply to just about any aspect of living in God's kingdom. If I was Toe, I would have come up with some kind of acronym for this, but I don't have the acronym, so don't try and make one. It won't work. I've got ask, listen, read, and I've lost the page. Oh, no, here we go. Write and speak. Ask, listen, read, write and speak. Because it always begins with prayer, right? This is a relationship with God. So if we want to make space to cultivate gratefulness, we pray and ask God, show me your blessings. What is it that I have to be thankful for? And I can tell you, and you've probably experienced this, when we sit down and start to think about the things we are thankful for, we think of one, and then we find there's another, and another, and another, and it flows, and thankfulness begets thankfulness. So ask and listen. We don't just ask and move on with the day. We ask and we pause and listen to God and let him speak to us. And he might surprise you with something you've forgotten about, and you remember, oh, yeah, I am very blessed in that way. I would encourage you to read the Word as well and find out just what are God's blessings. What's in His Word that we have to be thankful for? I mean, can I just ask, how many people here know Psalm 103? You're looking guilty. I would encourage you to make that a life psalm. It is so good. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits to me. You probably recognize that when you hear it. And there's a long list of benefits. He forgives all my sins. He heals all my diseases. He redeems my life from the pit. You might come across simple things like Jesus giving thanks before eating the food or before distributing it to 5,000 people. Everyday life acts of being thankful. Or you might come across something, you know, big like Romans 8, where nothing can separate us from the love of God. It's a passage we know well, but it never gets old. Even this morning, I was at church with my mum in her church, and a lady was praying for the congregation, and she prayed Romans 8 about, you know, neither, you know, height nor depth, principalities, powers can separate us from the love of God. And oh, my heart needed to hear that, and it did something in me. You know, when we remember just how good God is, we cannot help but be thankful. And it releases, and that act of being thankful then, you know, releases us from whatever worry or fear or other thing is holding us back from enjoying him. And I've got right here. Now, this is a case of do as I say, not as I do. You've probably heard and all know that they say journaling is so good for you. And a gratitude journal is a really good way of cultivating a practice of thankfulness. I've never been any good at journaling. I've tried a few times. It's never stuck. But writing down the things that you're thankful for is a really good way of remembering. And you can go back to that in the times when you're struggling and remember, oh, yeah, there is all these things that I am thankful for. And it's important that we use our mouths as well and speak out the blessings of God. There's something about speaking it that helps us get into our hearts and our heads. It's a little bit like, if we're not feeling it, it can be a little bit like fake it until you make it. But I don't really like that phrase because I was thinking about that. And fake it till you make it makes it sound like it's, give it a go and maybe it'll come good one day. But the truth is we have a God who is alive and real. And, like in Genesis 1, you're hovering over the face of the waters, just waiting to put his creative power upon us. And when we speak out the truths of God, we're making a place where Holy Spirit can come and join with our words and create that transformation in our hearts. I won't share that. It's okay. So let's go back to Psalm 100. So we've done verses 3 and 4. So we're going to look at verses 1, 2, and 5 to finish off. So Psalm 100 is a description of entering into sacred space. Right? It's a description of entering right into the presence of God, into God's temple and presence. Come into his presence, enter his gates. God, wants us to enter in. And we know in this New Testament era that he's made that way open through Jesus. The temple veil is torn in two and we have access right into the Holy of Holies. Listen to 1, 2, and 5 together. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Recognizing God's blessings, such that our hearts overflow with gratitude, comes right together with experiencing joy and gladness. Let me ask you, do you hear Jesus' call to gratitude? And just like I said earlier, how it's hard to be, anxious and thankful at the same time, it works the other way around as well. If we live a life of thankfulness, we make it much harder for anxiety, anger, worry to have a hold of us. When we live a life of thankfulness, we're positioning ourselves to experience the joy of God's presence. Wouldn't we all like to experience a bit more joy? So that's my encouragement to you today. This week, make space to find out just how much God has blessed you and thank him for it and see what happens in your life. So why don't we stand and I'll invite Holly and the team to come back and we're going to sing a couple more songs. And as they're coming up, I just want to read this verse over you from Colossians chapter 3. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen.
Amen. Let's thank Jesus right now for what he's doing and done and will do.